From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The stock market went into a massive freefall today before recovering some but not all of its lost ground. The Dow Industrials, along with other major market indexes, closed down more than 3% today. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At one point, a bit before 3 p.m., the market caved in. The Dow plunged down around 1,000 points. It then came roaring back up 700 points and bounced all over the place. Some traders speculated that computer glitches or trading anomalies were to blame for spooking investors and sparking the sell-off. But the New York Stock Exchange is so far saying there were no system errors during the volatile trading. David Kotak oversees investments at Cumberland Advisors. He says whatever the spark, investors were clearly nervous.
The selling was real, and that's clear. The panic and the fear in the market is clear.
Kotak says the fear of a spreading financial crisis in Europe was partly to blame. He also says uncertainty over financial reform and nervousness ahead of Friday's jobs report also played a role. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow ended the day down 347 points to close at 10,520. The Nasdaq lost 82 points. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points today. In Greece, the focus of some of the worries on Wall Street, demonstrators clashed with police for a second straight day. The latest unrest comes as Greek lawmakers passed a new austerity bill in order to obtain a much-needed loan for billions of dollars from the European Union and the IMF. Latest riots come a day after an incident in which three Greek bank employees died after protesters set fire to a building. Attorney General Eric Holder came out strongly against a bill approved by state lawmakers in Georgia that would allow gun owners to carry licensed firearms in parts of Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport. NPR's David Welna has more.
The bill passed Monday by Georgia's state legislature extends the right to carry concealed licensed guns to non-federal parts of the Hartsfield Airport, such as the main terminals and parking areas. A law passed 2 years ago in Georgia already allows concealed firearms on public transportation, in parks, and in restaurants serving alcohol. While appearing before a Senate panel, Attorney General Holder was asked whether he supports allowing guns in that airport. Holder noted the Supreme Court has recognized an individual's right to bear arms, but he said individual rights must be balanced against collective security.
The notion that people could bring guns to airports, especially given the Al-Qaeda focus on the use of airplanes as terrorist tools, is one that to me is very worrisome.
The measure still awaits the signature of Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Crews in the Gulf of Mexico are preparing to lower a 100-ton box over a leaking oil pipeline in hopes they can stop the worst of the spill. Officials say if the plan works, they'll be able to collect as much as 85% of the oil leaking from the rig that exploded last month. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Obama administration is said to be on the verge of announcing a deal to reopen the U.S. border to Mexican trucks, something that would effectively end a dispute that prompted Mexico to slap duties on $2.4 billion worth of U.S. goods. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said details of the agreement will be announced soon. Mexico imposed the retaliatory duties last year after the U.S. Congress canceled a pilot program to open the U.S. market to Mexican long-haul trucks, as the U.S. had promised to do as part of the North American Free Trade Agreement. 22-year-old Pakistani Amarul Amir Kassab was sentenced to death today in an Indian court for his role in the three-day siege of the commercial capital Mumbai in 2008 that left more than 160 people dead. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Ajmal Amir Kassab was the lone surviving member of the group that ambushed Mumbai's central train station, bombed a landmark hotel, and attacked a Jewish cultural center. The 23-year-old from a village in Pakistan's Punjab broke down as Special Judge M.L. Tahaliyani read out the sentence. For his crimes of murder and conspiracy to wage war against India, Kassab was to be hanged by the neck till death, he said. The judge said Kassab was a menace to society, that he joined the militant outfit Lashkar Taiba, not by coercion as his lawyer had argued, but by his own account. India blamed the group for masterminding the attack, which plunged Pakistan-Indian relations into a deep freeze from which they are only now emerging. Pakistan's Foreign Office spokesman said it's important that the culprits are brought to justice. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Crude oil futures prices fell $2.86 a barrel today to end the session at $77.11 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.